Crime in Haiti. Tele Plural's offices vandalized by notorious criminals. Powerful criminals seem to have a problem with the media in Haiti. After Radio Tele Caribe, Tele Plural has now become the latest target of attacks. During the night of Saturday, March 15th to Sunday, March 16th, 2025, armed bandits stormed the offices of the television channel Tele Plural, located at the intersection of Delmas 19 and Aine Streets in the metropolitan area of Port-au-Prince. After forcing their way through the main gate, the assailants set fire to the building, causing significant losses, according to a statement published on Tele Plural's website. This attack is part of a wave of violence targeting Haitian media in recent days. Access to the area remains extremely dangerous, making it difficult for authorities and journalists to visit the site to assess the extent of the damage, lamented Tele Plural's editorial team. This latest act of vandalism comes just days after an arson attack destroyed the offices of Radio Television Caribe, located on Chavon Street in Port-au-Prince, during the night of March 12 to 13, 2025. Shortly after, on March 15, Radio Melody was also targeted by criminals, while Haitian authorities remained passive and powerless. These repeated attacks on media outlets have sparked deep concern within the journalistic community in Haiti. Already weakened by the growing insecurity, press freedom now appears more threatened than ever. Many voices are calling for concrete measures to protect media professionals and put an end to this cycle of violence. As insecurity continues to escalate in Haiti, journalists and media workers face constant pressure, including threats, intimidation, and physical attacks. The authorities' failure to take firm action only fuels persistent fears about the future of the press in the country.